Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. Happy Wednesday. In terms of kind of notable chart action, it's going to be a relatively quiet day. We're going to be going through a couple of different earnings-related calls here. But in terms of notable possible catalysts for movement there, we do have the Fed meeting this afternoon around 2, 2:30 Eastern time. So that could always certainly be a catalyst for movement in one direction or the next, despite markets believing that rates will remain largely unchanged. Now, in terms of performance over the last 24 hours, mostly negative day on the domestic front there, the Russell 2000, Dow Jones, and NASDAQ composite rounding out the bottom three. Towards the upside, we did see TLT, AGG, and gold round out the top three, most likely related to a slight cool down in rates over the last 24. In terms of notable chart action from that group, if we want to call it notable here, the US dollar DX/Y did move one box higher on its default chart to a chart reading of 99. Now, with that said, we still do remain on a string of four consecutive sell signals in a negative trend and got plenty of resistance baked in between here and just above the top of the trading band around 103.5. Now, what we will see, of course, is if the US dollar is trying to put in a meaningful bottom. Of course, you know, we did have a trade deal with the EU come through over the weekend, so that could be a catalyst for upside action here for the US dollar. Regardless, though, the path of least resistance is still lower, and we'll have to see kind of how that evolves as we move into August and the rest of 2025. Now we'll move over into some earnings-related moves. Now, Eli was not did not report earnings, but they were down around 5-6% or so, based on competitor Novo Nordisk and poor demand for their weight loss Ozempic drug. So, of course, that is going to be a catalyst for downside movement there for a lot of these healthcare or drug makers there with their product suite. That's been all of the rage over the last few years, and so any weakening in demand is going to be a net negative for that group. Regardless, LLY is a two for fiver after moving back down into a negative trend and posting its first sell signal for a couple of months. From a technical perspective, you know, the sell signal brings it back into a negative trend, but I will say, you know, really the biggest part here, trends have been largely inconsistent. The biggest part is really this range that we've been in for the better part of the last few years at this point. So if you have exposure, it does move down into a two, but what we're seeing is, you know, we can kind of fall down, really down to the kind of that 700 mark, maybe the upper 680s. That would be the bottom of this range. So that would be a kind of downside price target. If you're uncomfortable with that, let's trim exposure here. If you're not, I would just say probably just continue to hold it at this point. Again, despite us having a weak attribute point, that range seems more significant than the trend that we're in. So use that as a downside action mark. If you can't stomach that, then let's go ahead and trim here. Next, UPS. UPS fell around 11, 10, 10, 11% here on the back of poor earnings. Now, they have been a poor attribute stock for much longer than that. They're a zero for fiver, ranked last out of that transports non-air group, and recently reversing back down off of that trend line test on the bearish resistance line test after posting a string of two consecutive buy signals. Now, that also brings us back down to some multi-year lows at this point, now trading at around 91. If you've got exposure, you're a bit oversold, so look for bounces to get out of the name. And lastly, we'll wrap up with just a bit of a preview for today. So today, Wednesday the 30th, we've got a couple of big names reporting, Meta and Microsoft. This is the technical picture here from the most recent feature. Meta and Microsoft, both technically strong options. Now, one of them is a little bit more actionable, I would say, than the other. Meta has put in plenty of support down below around, you know, kind of that 700 mark, all the way down to around 680, the 680 and 624 on a string of three consecutive buy signals. So the idea is Meta looks relatively strong with some nice action points or defendable points on poor results and looking towards those kind of all-time highs around that 744 mark on positive results. Likewise, Meta, or excuse me, Microsoft, also strong. But the point is that we are a bit extended at this point. So we could look towards the middle of the trading band. That's also some older resistance back from 2024. That middle of the trading band would come around 480 there for Microsoft, regardless. So do not like to see it on a big stem from just a pure technical perspective. And then we'll wrap up with just a we'll let David take this tomorrow, but we do have Amazon and Apple for Thursday there. So keep that one on the radar. All right, that'll do it for me here. Hope everyone has a good one, and we will see you again tomorrow.